Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to take a break. I do this every now and then. We're going to take a break, and I hope you're not rolling your eyes around out there, America, because I know that you're going to like the topic that I've chosen today. And it is, you know, it is the American cowboy. Oh, the Wild West, you know, where men were men and women were women and all were tough and determined. And you knew the good guys by their hats, and good saved the day. A man's word was his bond, his personal brand, and honesty. The American cowboy, exclusive to the USA, a prime example of our exceptionalism and hard work. Able to overcome life's struggles and look for the pleasures and the simple pleasures in life. The cowboy would ride for the brand, that's loyalty. We have witnessed an ugly political battle, which seems to be raging yet today. But what is missing in our politics? I think the American cowboy. The cowboy way. Truth, honesty, loyalty, hard work, respect, good guys, and yes, maybe a few white hats. Our movie theaters lately are missing the Old West, our American cowboy. The land of the free and the home of the brave. Yeah, there isn't one of us that doesn't have a favorite cowboy and a favorite Western movie. My late boss was a Roy Rogers fan, a cowboy himself. And who doesn't love the Duke? The cowboy had no safe spaces. Nope, he didn't. He expressed his feelings by how he lived his life, and again with his strong work ethics and loyalty to those he worked for and those that he loved. Dakota Livesay of Chronicles of the Old West is my guest today. His love for the Old West and the American cowboy is something we have in common, but I have a feeling he wears his cowboy boots a little better than I do. CSC Talk Radio is an advocate in today's world for the West, the Midwest, today's cowboys, the ranchers, the farmers, and small businesses of America for property rights. I might not wear the cowboy hat or stand quite as tall as some, but CSC Talk Radio does ride for the brand here in our nation. Dakota, let's take my listeners back. Let's take them to the West and recognizing the importance of the American cowboy in our great nation and what we can learn from him even yet today. I think that'll be an awesome way to start out this week on a Monday. Let's all go to the cowboy way. Dakota, welcome to CSC Talk Radio.
Thank you very much, Beth. Hey, that was some introduction. You really hit it right on the head.
You know, I've always loved the cowboy. Of course, I'm no spring chicken anymore, so we watched a lot of those Westerns, and I was telling you on the phone earlier, my husband just loves Zane Grey. He loves Louis L'Amour. We watch all those movies over. I'm a Tom Selleck fan. I love the Louis L'Amour Westerns that he was in. Of course, my favorite was Quigley Down Under. Who doesn't love the Duke? We got Clint Eastwood. We got it all, don't we?
We sure do. And we're very, very fortunate. We've talked about the cowboy, and as far as I'm concerned, the cowboy was vitally important to the settling of the United States.
Oh, absolutely.
But I'm going to tell you something that's going to blow your mind.
Uh-oh.
Did you realize that less than 1% of the people on the frontier in the United States back during the 1800s were cowboys?
Well, I didn't know they were a rare breed. Hey, that was a movie,
yes,
too, you know.
Yeah. But you indicated that we were very unique in this world, and having the frontier and having the cowboy and having the Wild West. And that's very true. People in Europe, people down in Australia, people all over just admire that cowboy. And another thing that when you're talking about the cowboy, in reality, when you think about it, the cowboy was in many respects sort of like a migrant worker. He worked primarily during the summertime. During the wintertime, there was a skeleton crew, and he went looking for jobs elsewhere. But he was greatly admired not only today, but back in the Old West, because he was a free spirit. And he did have those high principles that you talked about.
Well, I have, you know, we're going to talk about the books that Galaxy Press has made available right now to my listeners and to your followers as well. But mm-hmm. to my listeners, that's what we're here about, is my listeners. And it's the Western series by L. Ron Hubbard. But I worked for a cowboy. His name was Derry Brownfield. And he was here in the Midwest. And we were connected to some cowboys out in New Mexico. And they had given us a book called The Cowboy Ethics, and I'm sure you've heard of that. And mm-hmm. you kind of stand on that. I mean, how the American cowboy, you know, whenever my late boss died and I had to decide what to do, and I decided to start my own talk show, kind of in the same format as what he does, although I'm not a cowboy, so I can't claim to be the cowboy. But I'm writing for the brand, so to speak, because I believed in what his battle and his fight was all about. And that's the cowboy way, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That is right. That's right.
And the cowboys, like you said, they were migrants, or they traveled around and they got work where they could get work. And when work was gone, they'd do whatever it took to survive. They were survivors. That American exceptionalism with hard work and the struggles that you survive no matter what. You just make it. You have to. Failing is not an option.
that is true. And, you know, because of this Western frontier, because of the cowboy, because of the pioneer and the like, we have a heritage that is very, very important. And I don't know if you know, but one time Winston Churchill said, the further back you look, the further forward you will see.
Mm.
And it is very, very important that we understand the heritage of the western part of the United States.
Oh, I absolutely agree with that. I close each show about with a little phrase, bring America home. And I'm talking about going back to the time when our families were strong, back to the time when we lived that cowboy ethics. We believed in our word. We stood on our word. When we were wrong, we admitted it. And we went on our lives working hard. You didn't try to keep up necessarily so much with the neighbors. You just survived and you took care of your family, and that was the strength of this nation. And when one person in a family had a problem, the entire family would come together to help lift and support and figure it all out. And I think that's where we are here in America today. You know, the cowboy in the cowboy books, you know, he came up to save the day when wrong was being done. And
right.
He stood for what was right. We're going into a break, Dakota.
Okay.
We're gonna open up the phone lines. Let's talk a little bit of cowboy ethics today and about the West of the American West. But it's not just the West. We're from sea to shining sea, and there's a whole lot going on in between that makes us who we are. And the cowboy and his exceptionalism and his hard work ethics and loyalty to ride for the brand, we have a lot we can learn from that. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. I'm visiting today with Dakota, and we're talking about cowboys in the West. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Winter and holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Known for his science fiction, L. Ron Hubbard actually grew up around old frontiersmen and cowboys. With Western roots, Hubbard loved the West and understood the spirit of the American cowboy. Family stories of Western tradition, good guys fighting the bad guys. Will the good guys win? Books or their outstanding audio series produced by Galaxy Press in the fashion of the old-time radio, only better, complete with actors and sound effects that will transport you back to the West in that story and time. Perfect stocking stuffers. Stories like Branded Outlaw, Cattle King for a Day, Under the Die Hard Brand, Death Awaits at Sundown, and Devil's Manhunt, and many more. Christmas is rapidly approaching. These Western series books and audios are perfect gifts in the stocking or lassoed up in brown paper and tied with a cowboy knot. Take your family west this Christmas. Cowboy up and get shopping. GalaxyPress.com. Bring America back home on the range to our Western heritage. GalaxyPress.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Dakota. He has his own little show and his own little business called Chronicles of the West, and that's all he talks about and does. He just lives, eats, and breathes the American cowboy. And, you know, it's amazing. I didn't know cowboys used Bluetooth and cell phones and all that good stuff, but, you know, the cowboy's just like anybody else. He has to have progress in his life as well. We can't ride a horse everywhere, can we?
No. Let me tell you something, Beth. You talked about the fact that you don't wear cowboy boots or don't wear cowboy hats.
Oh, I said I don't wear them as good as a cowboy. I do wear them.
Yeah, okay. But keep in mind, the cowboy is not a cowboy hat or cowboy boots. It is the spirit that's inside them. And a person can be a cowboy and live downtown Chicago if they have the principles, if they have the ethics of a cowboy. Now, that doesn't mean that you walk around and say, hey, I'm a cowboy, but you know in your own heart that you have that spirit of the cowboy.
You know, that's absolutely right. A cowboy never bragged that, hey, I'm a cowboy. And it was something that you just knew when the cowboy came to town, when they came in and they had to take care of business with the ranch, when it was time to herd those cattle and move them or whatever it was they were doing, work them up. And, you know, it's the cowboy you know, my big thing is family. Now, I raised, I don't know if I told you this when we talked on the phone here a couple of weeks ago, but I raised five sons. So they played a lot of cowboy and Indians. And they
right.
played a few other things as well, but they did play cowboys. And, you know, that's a great way to raise the children. That kind of ethic where the good guy beats the bad guy and the bad guy is not going to win because good wins over evil. And we've kind of lost that in today. And that, this is something we're getting into the Christmas season. I'm into it full-fledged because my family's having Christmas this weekend. And
wow.
So they're all, yeah, I know, I'm going crazy. But my youngest son is going to be taking a mission trip with he and his wife and their little girl to China. So they're going to be gone. And so we're going to do Christmas up a little early. And we're all excited about getting together, but it's a lot of work.
Yes, it is.
With five sons and their wives and 12 grandchildren and,
wow.
and the life.
Wow, you're going to have a house full.
The house will be busting. It sure will. But to raise them when they were young, that good is the way, honesty is the way, loyalty is the way. That is how we should be raising our children. And if we all were raising our children like that, we wouldn't see the ugly in the politics that we see today. But, you know, there's always going to be the bad guys out there. We're always going to need the cowboy.
Right. You are correct. And you were talking earlier about the fact that you were raised on Roy Rogers and
Dale Evans.
And, yeah, as a matter of fact, I just a week ago, I had on my weekly show Cheryl Rogers, Dale and Roy's daughter. I tell you, Roy.
Great people.
Yeah, Roy was my hero in growing up. So that sort of dates me as well.
Well, my boss closed each show with Happy Trails. That's how he closed each show every day. And he just really had a love for the American cowboy, and particularly for Roy Rogers and the Duke. You know, everybody loves the Duke.
Oh, sure.
I mentioned The Rare Breed. That's a movie that was a Jimmy Stewart movie. And they're just, I mean, it's just great ethics, and he wouldn't give up on that rare breed. He went through the winter and he hunted down that bull, and he would not give up. That is the American cowboy way, and that's the way we should be raising our children. We should be raising them with those kind of ethics. Now, I want to give Galaxy Press's website, because we've kind of failed to do that. Dakota and I are just kind of off on the cowboys right now. But L. Ron Hubbard, before he, I think this was some of his first works, he did a series of westerns, and they are just awesome stories, just told exactly like you want them, you remember or you think about when we were watching the Roy Rogers show, when we were watching some of these westerns in prior days. The cowboy, were good versus the bad. There's a whole series of these books, and they stand on their own. You don't have to go from one to the other. Go
right.
to galaxypress.com. That's galaxypress.com. Very, very simple. And you can look these up. I'm excited, too, because of their audio books that go along with these series. You can either get the reading books, which is always wonderful to teach, to sit down with the children and read, or let them read once they're learning to read. It's just an awesome way to raise the kids. But then they have the audio books for those who maybe travel or those who are busy, or you can sit down with them around the radio, kind of like they used to do in the old days. I'm not quite that old, but I've heard times about that, you know, sit around the radio and listen to those shows. And you've got Galaxy Press has done an awesome job of putting these audio books together.
You got it.
The actors, the music, the sound effects, it's got it all. And it just takes you right to the story. You're just right there. And it's just an awesome way to raise those kids and kind of teach the ethics, or to remind ourselves that we need to go back to our cowboy ways. We need to be that American exceptionalism that some people seem to be ashamed of this day and age, but I am not. I'm quite proud of it. But, you know, maybe we need to control our stubbornness a little bit once in a while. But the American exceptionalism, where you just take on anything, and the American cowboy would do that. He would take on anything.
Right.
To survive.
Right.
and you know, I just think it's awesome.
Yeah, going back to the Galaxy Press audio CDs, you know, typically when a book is put on CD, either the author reads the book or they have a professional read the book. But with Galaxy, we're talking about 10, 15 actors
yes.
that are taking on each of the different characters, and they have thousands of sound effects. And each one of these sound effects are selected and used so that it gives what the sound should be. I can remember watching a movie, a Western movie, and you had a guy with a lever action rifle, but in reality the sound was of a pump shotgun ratcheting, and you don't find that with Galaxy. And so you are, as you said, Beth, you are taken back to that time.
You're brought right into the story. You are right in that story.
Yeah, and I can't count. And it's so frustrating because I can't count the number of times I'm driving in my vehicle and listening to the story, and I come to my destination, and I sit there for another 5 or 10 minutes until the end of that particular story. But it is just fantastic.
It is. And I'm promoting these for Christmas gifts for the family.
Excellent.
You can get the entire series of these books and audios, or you can just buy them singularly. But they make great. They're not very big. The books or the audio, they're not very big. And they'll fit in a stocking. Well, depending on how big your stocking is, I guess. But they'll fit in a stocking or just wrap them up. And I envision them, and I made that in my commercial for it. I envision them being wrapped up in the paper, in the brown paper bag, and in the brown paper.
Mm-hmm.
And then tied up with just, you know, regular string. Just tie them up like a cowboy would. You know, remember how they
right.
how they used to wrap the groceries or wrap it up when they didn't
yep.
have sacks. They just wrapped it up and tie it with a string. And that's how I envisioned giving these books to your loved ones for Christmas. And it doesn't have to be children. Adults are going to enjoy these. They're awesome. They're just great books. But it's a good lesson for the children. I guess that's what I'm trying to stress. They're good lessons for the children. As well as entertainment.
And they're G-rated.
Absolutely.
So that there's no innuendos, there's nothing like that. So the children would really enjoy it.
Absolutely. We're going into another break. Your calls are welcome. Let's talk about the Cowboys. I'll tell you what, let me throw this out. Who's your favorite Cowboy? Give me a call. Who's your favorite Cowboy that you remember, even if it's somebody next door? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I'm going to have to ask you the same question, Dakota. 877-895-5410. We're in the Wild West today, and me and Dakota will be right back.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking cowboys today. Oh, how we wished we had a few more cowboys in the politics. Dakota, I talk politics all the time.
Okay.
And I can't get away from it. This is a conservative talk show, and I hope that doesn't scare you away. And we try to do and stand for what's
really
right. We try to stand for what we believe is right and stand for property rights, which, you know, you hear very little talked about these days. And what's going on in the West with property rights and some of the things that have happened back there. And so it is a nice, refreshing change for me to talk about the cowboys that we all do love. Now, we have a caller. We have Mike from Illinois. Mike, how are you today?
How are you today, Beth?
I'm doing great.
Everything you guys do, as always. So,
thank you.
Dakota, how are you?
I am just fine. Where are you from, Mike, in Illinois?
I'm calling from southern Illinois in Williamson County, where we still have a lot of guys wearing cowboy hats, and the men are men, and the sheep are nervous.
Are you familiar at all with a town called Benton, Illinois?
Oh, yes. It's just about 30 miles north of me.
That's where I was raised.
All right. Well, I actually stayed in Johnston City up until a few years ago. I'm calling from Creole Springs, just south of Marion. So my comment is the last year my girlfriend's kind of a big Western fan, and I kind of lost touch with him. I grew up with him. And I'm gonna go through a list quick backwards here with Gary Cooper and Randolph Scott. Coot Gibson was an unusual kind of a cowboy.
Right.
I kind of would relate him to Will Rogers Jr. They were kind of similar. And Will Rogers Jr. was a cowboy. Buck Jones, who was not only a cowboy but in real life he gave his life trying to save some people's lives in a nightclub. He was either overcome by flame or by smoke back in the early part of the 19th century. And Bob Steele, who's got a kind of a dry wit about him. He's pretty funny. But I think if I had to pull out all of my favorites, the guy that we kind of know is just a little bit above and beyond would be Tim McCoy. And if you get a chance to look at some of the old Tim McCoy TV programs, and he also had the Tim McCoy TV program himself for a while, he actually was a cowboy too, and he did a lot of stuff. He was involved in taking care of the Indian population in the West. He was some kind of an adjutant to the military and making cowboy movies. Tim McCoy actually enlisted the aid of, I guess, thousands of Indians to help make some of the Western movies. And he was a very knowledgeable man. I really regret the fact that I wasn't a little bit smarter when I was young and maybe would have had a chance to go and look these guys up when I was young before they've left this life and got a chance to meet him, because There are still a lot of people in this country, probably many, many more than we realize, that still carry on with the same kind of traditions where their word is their word and their handshake is their bond. And there's a lot of great people in this country, but, you know, we see so many of these guys now that they want to scrape their hair off on one side and listen to gangster rock, you know, at, with an amplifier in their car, and they get their crew together, and they just drive up and down the streets and shoot people and do all kinds of crazy stuff. I'd like to see it go back to the balance where the sheriff could come out with a six-shooter and a lever-action Winchester, and he wouldn't be up against a wagon load of guys in an armored wagon with Gatling guns. You know, it's things are just out of control in this country. But some of these guys, I mean, there's... You find a lot of peace, and you find a lot of decency, and they're just really good movies. They've got a lot of great stuff in them. And again, Tim McCoy probably would edge out as my favorite. I've got a book I'd recommend real quick. It's called History of the Western Movies, written by a guy by the name of Leonard Matthews, and it gives a very brief biography of, I don't know, probably 30 or 40 pretty popular Western stars. Now, it didn't get in all of the sidekicks like the Andy Devine and Al St. John. It's got a little bit on Lash LaRue. My father and my sister got to meet Lash LaRue back some time ago, and he had certainly gone downhill from when he was a movie icon. But there's a lot of great people out there, and Beth does carry on the tradition of Derry, who was a cowboy. And even though these guys don't wear six shooters and ride horses all the time, they still have the ethics of the cowboys, the morals of the cowboys, and we appreciate them. So I don't want to tie up any more of your time here, so thank you very much. Support Beth out there if you can. Send her some money. Christmas is coming up here. Send her something for Christmas. Make sure she can stay on the air and keep people like Dakota on the air. We appreciate everything you guys do. And, Dakota, if you ever get out this way, get in contact with Beth, and I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for sharing your cowboys.
Absolutely.
Well, they're everybody's cowboys. They were some great people. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was a time in our lives, you know. We go back to that cowboy. Do you remember Sky King? Maybe people don't think of him as a cowboy, but that's exactly what he was a cowboy.
Yep.
So, well, tell me a little bit about how you got involved with Galaxy Press and their Western series, because I know that's what you handle is all Westerns. And
yes.
So let's talk. Let me talk. You talk a little bit about how you did this, how you got involved.
Well, okay. About 16 years ago. I mean, I had always love the West and the cowboys, and as we've talked about earlier, Roy Rogers, and I've had horses, and I've done team roping, and all of that stuff.
haven't been crazy enough to ride any rough stock, but some of the horses that I've had, you would think that they were Bronx. But 16 years ago, my wife and I, Sonny, and I'm not really exactly sure how this came about, but we got intrigued with the Old West. And we said, let's come up with a publication that looks like you opened up your great-grandfather's trunk, and here is a newspaper. And that's what we have. It's called Chronicle of the Old West, and it's a 20-page newspaper that comes out once a month, and it's comprised of actual articles from 1800s newspapers. And the articles are throughout the West. And, for instance, in November, the November issue, everything took place in the Old West during the month of November. And it's like a newspaper today. If it bleeds, it leaves. So the front page is holdups and murders and lynching and all of that. But when you get into the paper itself, it gives you a slice of life of what the Old West was really like. And there's one page called Women's Sphere, and these are articles of particular importance to the woman. It tells you how to wash your clothes, how to take care of your husband and the like. And matter of fact, a couple of months ago, we had an article by an actual medical doctor in the 1800s who maintained the reason that women have so many aches and pains was because they talked so much. And
careful now, I have a talk show.
I know. You know, when I tell this to a group of people, half the people agree with me and half the people get mad. But anyway, he actually talked about when a woman should talk and when she shouldn't. And then, even though I have no background in radio, we started a daily radio show where every day of the week I tell a story that's about 3.5 minutes long, and it's a true story, but it has twists and turns, and that right now we're on about 180 stations. And then we had a weekly hour-long show, very similar to yours. I talk to people about the Old West, and we're on about 80 stations with that. And then we went to a syndicated newspaper column, and just anything that has to do with the Old West. We have TV vignettes, and I am following my passion, and I can tell you, I was about 40 years old before I had a job that I enjoyed, and I can't believe.
Hang on. We're heading into a break. I want to talk about that passion when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio.
Go ahead.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and we will be right back. Known for his science fiction, L. Ron Hubbard actually grew up around old frontiersmen and cowboys with Western roots. Hubbard loved the West and understood the spirit of the American cowboy. Family stories of Western tradition. Good guys fighting the bad guys. Will the good guys win? Books or their outstanding audio series produced by Galaxy Press in the fashion of the old-time radio, only better, complete with actors and sound effects that will transport you back to the West in that story and time. Perfect stocking stuffers. Stories like Branded Outlaw, Cattle King for a Day, Under the Die Hard Brand, Death Awaits at Sundown, and Devil's Manhunt, and many more. Christmas is rapidly approaching. These Western series books and audios are perfect gifts in the stocking or lassoed up in brown paper and tied with a cowboy knot. Take your family west this Christmas. Cowboy up and get shopping. GalaxyPress.com. Bring America back home on the range to our Western heritage. GalaxyPress.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
As the holidays and winter approaches, we'll spend more and more time inside. Reading is a great winter pastime. Galaxy Press brings to you A Saga of the Year 3000, Battlefield Earth by L. Ron Hubbard. With all the reality we've dealt with in the last several months, let's leave the realm and enter the world of imagination and science fiction. Battlefield Earth has it all. Suspense, pathos, politics, war, humor, diplomacy, and intergalactical finance. Purchase for yourself or as a gift. Add to your family library. Wait, there's more. Make it a family time. Pop in the audio CDs. The family will listen to the story told with real actors and sound effects. Get the popcorn ready and take the family far away while staying at home. Order the book. Order the audio set. Go to battlefieldearth.com. Before Star Wars, there was Battlefield Earth. In the year 3000, mankind fighting extinction. War came to Earth. BattlefieldEarth.com. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Dakota. We're talking about cowboys, but in particular, Galaxy Press. They have made available to you, my listeners, and to everyone else, the Western series that's written by L. Ron Hubbard a long, 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 long time ago. And they're really a great read. They're good, and they're great stories of good versus evil. And, of course, the cowboy wins. I wanted you to finish your little passion and your thoughts there, and then we're going to go to some callers. Go ahead, Dakota.
Yeah, as you were saying, it's time for a break. I started thinking, you know, it is my passion. I get talking, and I don't know when to shut up.
Well, I'm that way, too.
But it's just, again, as you have indicated, in my mind, those things that there were bad things that took place in the West and the Western frontier, but also it was a time of rugged individualism, self-reliance, physical challenges, and it took extremely strong people. And just a little aside, women got a new level of respect out on the Western frontier because a woman worked right alongside her husband. And they shared chores. And so she was equal to her husband, and her husband realized that. As a matter of fact, the first state to allow women to vote and to hold political offices was not one of those eastern states. but it was Wyoming. And it the woman's movement basically moved out from there. You didn't see a lot of protesting and the like, but it just took place and moved.
All right, and that's interesting. We're going to go to New Mexico with Roger. Roger, how are you today?
Just fine. Bethann, you're living proof that that bit about women talking too much was not good. How could you be so delightful if you got aches and pains? I don't think so. But what I wanted to talk about, there is a direct connection everybody can make to the Old West. And very few people know this about John Wayne. John Wayne, when he first got his foot in the door in the movie industry, he would meet with Tom Mix, and Tom Mix just happened to be good friends with Wyatt Earp. How's that for a connection? John Wayne said that he copied Wyatt Earp, his drawl, his way of walking, the whole nine yards. He said, when you're looking at John Wayne, you're looking at Wyatt Earp.
Well,
isn't that something?
That is very interesting. I did not know that.
That's a connection over the ages. But one last thing that's really important. The Bank of England defined the Old West. And here's how they did it. They would not finance any operation like railroads. They would not finance railroads past the 100th meridian. The 100th meridian runs right, I know this from Oklahoma history. 100th meridian is the line, north and south line, that runs right between Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. If you follow that line up north, you'll see that the big cattle drives all went to one place called Dodge City. It's 1 mile east of the 100th meridian. Because they could only build railroads to that point, and it couldn't go any further. And that's why they had to have cattle drives.
Well, that's interesting.
It wasn't until 1898 they built a railroad through Alamogordo, New Mexico, went right past the Chisholm Trail up to Dodge City. And my great uncle rustled cattle, calves. He rustled calves and put them on the train and shipped them to the Oklahoma Panhandle and became filthy wealthy.
Awesome.
Interesting.
His name was Bud Smith. And then he drilled for oil wells in the early part of the 20th century, and he couldn't find oil. All he got was natural gas. Well, guess what? The natural gas had helium in it. They're the only helium wells on the planet.
That's
and his descendants are filthy rich. Too bad I wasn't part of that.
That's interesting, Roger. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
I want to direct people to Galaxy again. You need to go to galaxypress.com. That's galaxypress.com and start getting your Christmas shopping done early or birthdays. It'll get it. We need to put these in the hands of families, because it's good family values. It's a good way and a fun way and an entertaining way of teaching good, honest, hardworking ethics values. I didn't ask you. I didn't get to that. We're just about out of time. Dakota's going to be back with us here in a couple weeks. Who's your favorite cowboy? Or do you really have one?
My favorite cowboy, and he is not only a movie cowboy, but he is a real cowboy. Never met him, but I have met several people who knew him well. And that's Ben Johnson.
I have his name written down right here on my paper.
Is that right? Is your favorite, huh?
He's one of my favorites, and maybe you knew this about him. I'd read an article about him. Whatever set he was on, he insisted, because he was a horseman, and he insisted on having the say on what horses were on the set.
Interesting. I didn't know that. But I do know that, he was a real, R-E-A-L, cowboy. And he had the Ben Johnson roping competitions and everything like that. And he was a man of character. Again, I never met him, but I've talked to some people who were very close to him.
Another friend of my... boss was Shote Webster. Did you know him?
I'm not under that name.
Okay, well, I think I've got the name right, but he was a rodeo star, And the story goes that he was actually asked to be the first Marlboro man, but he didn't believe in smoking, so he wouldn't do it.
That's
but,
great. That's
you know, he stood by his ethics, and he's no longer with us, but he was a good man, and he was a good friend of Derry Brownfield. We're just about out of time, Dakota. This is the fastest hour of the day. GalaxyPress.com. Both of us promote that to bring you back to the cowboy ethics, the cowboy way, to good versus evil, and good always wins over evil. And go ahead.
I'm just going to say, Beth, thank you very much. This was a very, very fast hour.
It's a very fast hour. Of course, we have
those. I'm glad all my life isn't like this hour.
We'd never make it, would we?
Right.
Dakota, you're just a delight. I appreciate you being a part of us today. And we'll have you back on here in a few weeks, and we'll try and round them all up and bring them home for Christmas. How's that? To Galaxy
that
Press.
Great.
GalaxyPress.com. That's GalaxyPress.com. We talk about property rights. We talk about ethics. American exceptionalism and the American cowboy is truly original to America, to the USA. We get to claim the American cowboy. We've kind of lost his way, his loyalty, how he rides for the brand. And we need to bring that. We need to all stand on that and bring America home. Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.